This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What a waste of fight. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the conditions of the people when he sent his messenger, Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Bilal was the most happiest man. He fried him under the sun of the city of Mecca. He lashed him under the heat of the city of Mecca. He placed a rock on his chest. And every time that they torture, he would smile. And he would say, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad. And when I say, what a fight, what a waste of fight. What did we do to preserve that? What did we do to live that life that he lived? And how we waste the effort of those individuals.
Our next speaker for the evening is Sheikh Saeed Raghe of Somalia. He was born in Somalia, raised in Saudi Arabia, and in the late 80s found his way to North America. He holds a BA in Islamic Studies from the Institute of Islamic and Arabic Sciences, Fairfax, Virginia, USA, and a Master's in Sharia from Dedman University, London, UK. Over the years, he has held several posts, including being a founder of Masjid Huda in Montreal, Masjid Aya in Maryland, and being involved with the Muslim Youth Magazine and the Aqsa Association. Sheikh Saeed has recently moved to Toronto with his family and is currently serving as the Imam of the Abu Huraira Islamic Center, Toronto. He holds the post of chairman and has also been the co-founder for the Journey of Faith annual conference being held since 3 years in Eastern Canada. His other associations include being founder of Oasis Magazine, director of Ummah Times Magazine, being a counselor at the University of Calgary, and being the Muslim chaplain of University of Calgary and Southern Alberta Institute of Technology in Canada. Passionate as he is about Dawah, an apt speaker for today's topic before us, Ahadun Ahad. What a waste of a fight. Brothers and sisters, please welcome Sheikh Saeed Raghe from Somalia.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد إخوتي في الله May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our time that we have together in this short talk. My humble request from the brothers and the sisters who are listening to this is to come with me and take a journey to a different world. Not a physical journey, but journey of the heart, journey of the soul. And let us travel back and go and travel at the time to the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I will start with the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that paints the picture of a beautiful incident that took place with one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah by the name Amr ibn Abbas. Wal hadith fi sahih Muslim. يقول عمر. And imagine this, my brothers and sisters. يقول عمر رضي الله عنه كنت وأنا في الجاهلية أظن أن الناس على ضلالة وأنهم ليسوا على شيء في عبادة الأوثان. He said, while I was at the time of Jahiliyyah, before the Islam arrived, I used to assume and I used to think that people are worshipping other than the true God. فَسَمِعْتُ بِرَجُلٍ يُخْبِرُ أَخْبَارًا So I heard of a man who's telling and talking about very unique things. فَقَعَدْتُ عَلَى رَاحِلَتِي So I sat on my mount and I traveled to the city of Mecca. فَإِذَا بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ And this man that the people are talking about is the Messenger of Allah. مُسْتَخْفِيًا مِنْ قَوْمِ who is hiding from his people. فَتَلَطَّفْتْ So I gently, secretly, I got to him. فَقُلْتُ مَا أَنْتَ I said to him, what are you? قَالَ النَّبِيُّ He said, I am a prophet of Allah. قُلْتُ وَمَا النَّبِيُّ And what is a prophet of Allah? قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَرْسَلَنِي Allah has sent me. قلت بما with what قال بصلة الأرحام وكسر الأوثان وأن يوحد الله ولا يشرك به He said for people to strengthen the ties among themselves to destroy the idols that's been worshipped in the city of Mecca other than Allah and to worship one unique God قلت I said to him وَمَنْ مَعَكَ عَلَى هَذَا And who is with you in this? قَالَ حُرٌّ وَعَبْدٌ A free man and a slave. وَكَانَ مَعَهُ يَوْمَئِذْ أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَبِلَالٍ With him on that day was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Bilal, messenger of Allah, only spoke about these two individuals. We know Abu Bakr, and who is Abu Bakr? The man that was always first. من لبي مثلك يا أبا بكر تمشي رويدا وتجيء في الأول. Always first. But let us talk about this man. This man that was not known to anyone. A man who had no status in his society because he was a slave. A man whose voice was not heard because he was a slave. A man, his vote would not count because he was a slave. A man, no respect was given to him because he was a slave. This is Bilal bin Rabah. Bilal bin Rabah radiyallahu anhu, servant of Allah. A man who was not known to anyone before Islam, who heard about the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he went to the messenger of Allah and Rasulullah, he explained al-Islam to him. And he accepts. And look at this. No status, no respect, no family to help, no money to give him the prestige that he needs. A slave who has basically nothing from this dunya, but he found comfort and ease in al-Islam. And he followed the messenger of Allah. And his environment changed. And his life changed. And what would not change, ya ikhwati fillah? He's sitting with the messenger of Allah. He's learning from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave his heart to this deen. He was not a part-time Muslim. He knew what he's about and who he should worship and what he's giving up. And his environment changed. And this is, subhanallah, what would happen if you give yourself to Allah. إِنَّ الْبَرِيَّةَ يَوْمَ مَبْعَثِ أَحْمَدٍ نظر الإله لها فبدل حالها بل كرم الإنسان حين اختار من خير البرية نجمها وهلالها. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the conditions of the people when he sent his messenger Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Bilal was the most happiest man, but his master Umayyah bin Khalaf learned that his slave became follower of Muhammad. So he decided to teach him a lesson and to teach the rest of the slaves a lesson that they should not disobey their masters and they should not worship anyone other than their masters and the gods of their masters. So he took Bilal radiallahu anhu to the desert and he dragged him on sharp rocks of the city of Mecca. He fried him under the sun of the city of Mecca. He lashed him under the heat of the city of Mecca. He placed a rock on his chest. And the only thing Bilal would say in response was Ahadun Ahad. Ahadun Ahad. Ahadun Ahad. Which one of us, ikhwati fillah, which one of us who's sitting here can claim that I gave my life to al-Islam, or I did what Bilal did for this deen? None of us. And every time that they torture, he would smile. And he would say, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad. And when I say, what a fight, what a waste of fight. What did we do to preserve that? What did we do to live that life that he lived? On how we waste the effort of those individuals. And then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq passed by him and he's been tortured. And then he said, Ya Umayyah, O Umayyah, sell him to me. He is no use to you. Because as a Muslim, you can never turn your face away when you see your Muslim brother or sister in need. You can never pretend that you don't see them and they don't exist. You can never assume just because you're not looking at them that they don't exist. La wallah. Nah. We are brothers and sisters in Islam. It is that love. It is that compassion. It is a concern upon us. إن يختلف ماء الوصال فماؤنا عذب تحدر من غمام واحد أو يفترق نسب يؤلف بيننا دين أقمناه مقام الوالد. If we're not from the same background, if we're not from the same family, if we're not brothers and sisters by blood, we have this beautiful deen that we place it in front of us and it takes the place of our fathers. دين أقمناه مقام الوالد لا أن أبا بكر purchased Bilal. And he said, you are fear for the sake of Allah. And Bilal رضي الله عنه, instead of being عبد الأمية بن خلف, he became Abdullah. And he loved that title, Abdullah. Abdullah wa mimma zadani sharafan watiha. Wa kittu bi akhmusi ata'u thuriyya. Dukhuli tahta qawlika ya ibadi. Wa an sayyarta ahmada lin nabiyya. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, look at the beauty of this deen. Just because we were called the slaves and the servants of Allah, you can skywalk, you can levitate, you can feel the level of iman in your heart. And when you taste that sweetness, nothing matters. And then of course, as we know, Bilal bin Rabah made hijrah to the city of Medina. To the city of Medina. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him the muaddin. The muaddin. Subhanallah. First muaddin in the history of Islam. The first caller to Allah was a man from Abyssinia, a slave. He was not from Quraysh. He was not from the Ansar. But Messenger of Allah chose Bilal to be the first muaddin. وَجَلْجَلَةُ الْأَدَانِ بِكُلِّ حَيٍّ وَلَكِنْ أَيْنَ الصَّوْتٌ مِّنْ بِلَالِ مَنَائِرُكُمْ عَلَتْ بِكُلِّ سَاحٍ وَمَسْجِدُكُمْ مِّنَ الْعُبَّادِ خَالٍ. The adhan of the masajid. Everywhere we have muaddans, we heard the adhans in the masajid. But the voice of Bilal is not there. We have people in the masajid, but the hearts of those individuals are not in the masajid. وَمَسْجِدُكُمْ مِنَ الْعُبَادِ خَالٍ. And then, جَاءَ يَوْمُ الْمَشْهُودِ. A special day came, the day of Badr. And the Messenger of Allah took the Sahaba to the outside the city limit of Medina. And he said to them, we have crossed the city limit. And you Ansar, you promised me to protect me inside the city. And then he said, would you give me your opinions? And he kept asking them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashiru alayya ayyuhan nas. And Abu Bakr made the statement. And Umar made the statement. Al-Miqdad bin Aswad made the statement. And he keeps saying, ashiru alayya. Until he got the confirmation from the Ansar. But what was so unique was, that the Messenger of Allah rewarded Bilal radiyallahu anhu, that the banner of this battlefield, the banner of this expedition will not be Al-Quraysh or the Ansar or Alil Bayt, but Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, a call that Bilal used to make when he was under the rock. Ahadun Ahad. And then, فَالْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ. The two groups met, and Allah aided His Messenger with the victory. And when everything was over, he saw Abdurrahman bin Auf coming with Ubayy bin Khalf and his son. فَرَآهُ Bilal, and Bilal saw him. And he remembered what this man used to do to him. And remember the days that this man used to torture him because the man said, Ahadun Ahad, and he ran to him. But Abdurrahman radiyallahu anhu qala ya Bilal, innahu asiri, O Bilal, he is mine. You cannot touch him. And Bilal realized he cannot overstep his brother Abdul Rahman alone. So he turned to the Ansar. فَقَالَ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْأَنصَارِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ أُمَيَّ بِنُ خَلَفٍ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ أُمَيَّ بِنُ خَلَفٍ هَلُمُّ إِلَيَّ Come to me. This is the enemy of Allah, Umayyah bin Khalaf. And then they gather around him and they kill them both. And Abdul Rahman bin Auf قَالَ يَا بِلَالْ أَفْجَعْتَنِي فِي أَسِيرِي Oh Bilal, look what you did to man who was under my custody. And Bilal, as though he was saying, دَعْ مِنْكَ عَدْلِي يَا مَنْ كَانَ يَعْذِلُنِي لَوْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قَلْبِ كُنْتَ تَعْذِلُ As though he's saying, leave me alone. If you only know the pain that I have in my heart, if you only know what this man did to me, you would excuse me. And then he turned and he raised his sword saying, أَحَدٌ 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 And he ran away. وَمَرَّتِ الْأَيَّامِ And the battle of Uhud came. وَقَاتَلَتْ مَعَنَا الْأَمْلَاكُ فِي أُحُدٍ تَحْتَ الْعَجَاجَةِ مَا حَادُ وَمَنْ كَشَفُ سَعَدٌ وَسَلْمَانُ وَالْقَعْقَاعُ قَدْ عَبَرُوا إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ مِنْ سَلْسَالِهَا رَشَفُ سَعَدْ وَسَلْمَانُ وَالْقَعْقَاعُ All of them participate as well as in the battle of Uhud with the presence of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But another opportunity, the messenger of Allah says to this man, قَالَ يَا بِلَال To show the status of this man, قَالَ يَا بِلَال حَدِّثْنِي بِأَرْجَى عَمَلٍ عَمَلْتَهُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ He said, Oh Bilal, tell me a amal that you did in Islam, that you hope the reward of it. And he said, Oh messenger of Allah, there is nothing more hopeful to me, nothing that I did that I can think of except that every single night, regardless of the time, every time that I make wudu, I perform 2 raka'ah until, and I keep praying until I pray what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows me. The messenger of Allah asked him because he saw him in his dream being in Jannah. So he's from Ahl Jannah. But the highlight of his life, ya ikhwati fillah, was when the messenger of Allah entered the city of Makkah. And Bilal was ahead of him, walking beside him, was walking beside him, and the Rasul, the messenger of Allah, muta'ta ar-ras, looking down out of humbleness. And then the messenger of Allah, when the salah came, قَالَ يَا بِلَال This is the city of Makkah. يَا بِلَال Climb up the Kaaba. Get on the Kaaba. Get on the top of the Kaaba and call the Adhan. And I can imagine, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ بِلَال رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ Looking the land of the city of Makkah. Remembering the days of torture. Remembering the days when he used to be under that rock. Remember the days when this man used to torture him and he cried during the adhan. And the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. But ask yourself, while this man was on the Kaaba, ya ikhwati fillah, when was Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Umayyah bin Khalaf, all of them were in Jahannam wal-iyadu billah. And this man was on the top of the Kaaba. But none of this mattered, ikhwati fillah.